Buddha, or Buddha Gautama, also known as Shakyamuni Buddha, was a great spiritual master from ancient India. Born as Prince Siddhartha Gautama in 5th century BC, he would have naturally inherited the vast wealth of a kingdom. However, the prince one day left the palace life in search of spiritual knowledge. After years of contemplative seeking, the Buddha attained enlightenment under the Bodhi tree. He then shared the merits of his practice by providing a method for other sentient beings to be freed from the cycle of death and rebirth. The rich treasury of Buddha's spiritual teachings on universal truths are studied and revered to this day for their deep wisdom and compassion. Today, we would like to share with you the sage teachings of the Buddha as he spoke with the Sangha, a community of monks.
Heard that on one occasion the Buddha was staying at Savadi in Jetta's Grove, Anantha Pindika's monastery. There he addressed the monks, saying, "Monks."
"Yes, Lord," the monks replied.
The Buddha said, "Monks, I will teach you noble right concentration with its supports and required conditions. Listen and pay close attention. I shall speak."
"Yes, Lord," the monks replied.
The Buddha then said, "Now what, monks, is noble right concentration with its supports and required conditions? Any singleness of mind equipped with these 7 factors: 1. Right view, 2. Right intention, 3. Right speech, 4. Right action, 5. Right livelihood, 6. Right effort, and 7. Right mindfulness, is called noble right concentration with its supports and required conditions.
Of those, right view is the foremost quality. And how is right view the foremost quality? One can discern wrong view as wrong view, and right view as right view. This is one's right view, and what is wrong view? Wrong view says, there is nothing given, nothing offered, nothing sacrificed, there is no fruit or result of good or bad actions. There is no this world, no next world, no mother, no father, no spontaneously reborn beings, no priests or contemplatives who, faring and practicing rightly, proclaim this world and the next after having directly known and realized it for themselves. This is wrong view."
"And what is right view?" "Right view, I tell you, is of 2 sorts. There is right view with attachment, asava, which sides with merit, resulting in development of moral character, and there is noble right view, without attachment, which is transcendent and a factor of the path."
"And what is the right view that has attachment, sides with merit, and results in moral development?" "There is what is given, what is offered, what is sacrificed. There are fruits and results of good and bad actions. There is this world and the next world. There is mother and father. There are spontaneously reborn beings. There are priests and contemplatives who, faring rightly and practicing rightly, proclaim this world and the next after, having directly known and realized it for themselves. This is the right view that has attachment, sides with merit, and results in moral development."
"And what is the right view that is without attachment, that is also transcendent and a factor of the path?" "The faculty and strength of discernment, the analysis of qualities as a factor for awakening, the factor of right view in one whose mind is noble and free from attachment, who is fully possessed of the noble path. This is the right view that is without attachment and is transcendent, a factor of the path."
"One tries to abandon wrong view and enter in right view. This is one's right effort. One is mindful to abandon wrong view and to enter and remain in right view. This is one's right mindfulness. Thus, these 3 qualities, right view, right effort, and right mindfulness, run and circle around right view.
Of those, right view is the foremost quality. And how is right view the foremost? One discerns wrong intention as wrong intention, and right intention as right intention. And what is wrong intention? Being focused on sensuality, on ill will, or on harmfulness. This is wrong intention.
And what is right intention? Right intention, I tell you, is of two sorts. There is right intention with attachment, siding with merit, and resulting in the development of moral character. And there is noble right intention without attachment, which is also transcendent and a factor of the path.
And what is the right intention that has attachment, sides with merit, and results in moral character? Being intent on renunciation, on freedom from ill will, on harmlessness, this is the right intention that has attachment, sides with merit, and results in moral development.
And what is the right intention that is without attachment, that is transcendent, and a factor of the path? The thinking. Directed thinking, intention, mental absorption, mental fixity, focused awareness, and verbal expressions in one whose mind is noble, whose mind is without attachment, who is fully possessed of the noble path. This is the right intention that is without attachment, transcendent, and a factor of the path.
One tries to abandon wrong intention and to enter the right intention. This is one's right effort. One is mindful to abandon wrong intention and to enter and remain in right intention. This is one's right mindfulness. Thus, these three qualities, right view, right effort, and right mindfulness, run and circle around right intention.
Of those, right view is the foremost quality. And how is right view the foremost quality? One discerns wrong speech as wrong speech, and right speech as right speech. And what is wrong speech? Lying, divisive tale-bearing, abusive speech, and idle chatter. This is wrong speech.
And what is right speech? Right speech, I tell you, is of two sorts. There is right speech with attachment, siding with merit, resulting in the development of moral character. And there is noble right speech without attachment, that is transcendent and a factor of the path.
And what is the right speech that has attachment, sides with merit, and results in moral character? Abstaining from lying, from divisive tale-bearing, from abusive speech, and from idle chatter. This is the right speech that has attachment, sides with merit, and results in moral character.
And what is the right speech that is without attachment, transcendent, a factor of the path? The abstaining, desisting, avoidance of the four forms of verbal misconduct in one whose mind is noble, whose mind is without attachment, who is fully possessed of the noble path. This is the right speech that is without attachment, that is transcendent and a factor of the path.
One tries to abandon wrong speech and to enter into right speech. This is one's right effort. One is mindful to abandon wrong speech and to enter and remain in right speech. This is one's right mindfulness. Thus, these three qualities, right view, right effort, and right mindfulness, run and circle around right speech.
Of those, right view is the foremost quality. And how is right view the foremost quality? One discerns wrong action as wrong action, and right action as right action. And what is wrong action? Killing, taking what is not given, illicit sex. This is wrong action.
And what is right action? Right action, I tell you, is of two sorts. There is right action with attachment, siding with merit, resulting in the acquisitions, or of becoming. And there is noble right action without attachment, transcendent, a factor of the path.
And what is the right action that has attachment, sides with merit, and results in acquisitions, abstaining from killing, from taking what is not given, and from illicit sex? This is the right action that has attachment, sides with merit, and results in moral character.
And what is the right action that is without attachment, transcendent, a factor of the path. The abstaining, desisting, abstinence, avoidance of the three forms of bodily misconduct in one whose mind is noble, whose mind is without attachment, who is fully possessed of the noble path. This is the right action that is without attachment, that is transcendent, and a factor of the path.
One tries to abandon wrong action and to enter into right action. This is one's right effort. One is mindful to abandon wrong action and to enter and remain in right action. This is one's right mindfulness. Thus, these three qualities, right view, right effort, and right mindfulness, run and circle around right action.
Of those, right view is the foremost quality. And how is right view the foremost quality? One discerns wrong livelihood as wrong livelihood, and right livelihood as right livelihood. And what is wrong livelihood? Scheming, persuading, hinting, belittling, and pursuing gain with gain. This is wrong livelihood.
And what is right livelihood? Right livelihood, I tell you, is of two sorts. There is right livelihood with attachment, siding with merit, resulting in the development of moral character. And there is noble right livelihood, without attachment, transcendent, a factor of the path.
And what is the right livelihood that has attachment, sides with merit, and results in moral character? There is the case where a disciple of the noble ones abandons wrong livelihood and maintains his life with right livelihood. This is the right livelihood that has attachment, sides with merit, and results in moral character.
And what is the right livelihood that is without attachment, transcendent, a factor of the path? The abstaining, desisting, avoidance of wrong livelihood in one whose mind is noble, whose mind is without attachment, who is fully possessed of the noble path. This is the right livelihood that is without attachment, transcendent, a factor of the path.
One tries to abandon wrong livelihood and enter into right livelihood. This is one's right effort. One is mindful to abandon wrong livelihood and to enter and remain in right livelihood. This is one's right mindfulness. Thus, these three qualities, right view, right effort, and right mindfulness, run and circle around right livelihood.
Of those, right view is the foremost quality. And how is right view the foremost quality? In one of right view, right intention comes into being. In one of right intention, right speech comes into being. In one of right speech, right action. In one of right action, right livelihood. In one of right livelihood, right effort. In one of right effort, right mindfulness. In one of right mindfulness, right concentration. In one of right concentration, right knowledge. In one of right knowledge, right enlightenment comes into being. Thus, the learner is endowed with 8 factors, and the saint with 10.
Of those, right view is the foremost quality. And how is right view the foremost quality? In one of right view, wrong view is abolished. The many evil, unskillful qualities that come into play with wrong view are also abolished, while the many skillful qualities that have right view as their condition go to the culmination of the development. In one of right intention, wrong intention is abolished. In one of right speech, wrong speech is abolished. In one of right action, wrong action is abolished. In one of right livelihood, wrong livelihood is abolished. In one of right effort, wrong effort is abolished. In one of right mindfulness, wrong mindfulness is abolished. In one of right concentration, wrong concentration is abolished. In one of right knowledge, wrong knowledge is abolished. In one of right enlightenment, wrong enlightenment is abolished. The many evil, unskillful qualities that come into play with wrong enlightenment as their condition are also abolished, while the many skillful qualities that have right enlightenment as their condition go to the culmination of the development.
Thus, monks, there are 20 factors siding with skillfulness, and 20 with unskillfulness. This Dhamma discourse on the Great 40 has been set rolling and cannot be stopped by any contemplative or priest or deva or Mara and Brahma or anyone at all in the world.
That is what the Buddha said. Gratified, the monks delighted in the Buddha's words.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. More positive programming coming up next on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. May your days be beautiful and joyous.